sleep is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You waste. Okay, that was Pink Floyd there. You've been listening to that for about the past 20 or 30 minutes here at the moment. Yes, and I was going to say, the scene is not on tonight, so you're not listening to the scene. You're listening to me instead. And at the moment I'm playing Pink Floyd. Been playing them for about 30 minutes as a special request for Andrew. That's Andrew Dobbs, or Dobbo, whatever you want to say. Special request that he's made for a pal of his. So, as I said, we're playing Pink Floyd at the moment. Scene isn't on at the moment. We're on instead at the present time, and we've got the mobile phone on. If there's any problems regarding that, we don't think there will be, because it's now well, it's now about 1 minute to midnight, so I don't think they're going to be coming on tonight. So that's the position here at the moment. I'll have a bit more information for you later on. In the meantime, to take us up to midnight and a little past midnight, we've got another classic from Pink Floyd. Okay, you listen to Pink Floyd, Shine On Crazy Diamond is the title. There's going to be a break in transmission now for about 30 seconds or so, as we received a message for one of our telephone setups. So because of that, we're going to have a break in transmission for about 30 seconds, and then we'll be back. Sonny there from 1974, Doctor's Orders. We've got John Lennon now from 1973. I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded. John Lennon there from his album Imagine. Just give me some truth. That's released in 1973. Give me the truth. I'm afraid I have to sort of maybe apologise a little bit here, because we didn't actually plan to come on the air this evening. It's just because the scene isn't on. We decided on this spare moment to come on, so really everything's just sort of banged together here, I'm afraid, at the moment. So things are not really very well organised with the programme and what we're playing and so on. And of course, the other thing is a studio here. It's in a very unusual place. I won't say where it is, but we haven't got proper ventilation here, because we don't use this this place very often, and I'm afraid it's extremely hot at the moment. Another record now from 1973 by the 3 Degrees. John Lennon now from 1973, and before that we had 3 Degrees with the Ken Dodd interview played in the background. That was Ken Dodd before he made it to the, as you say, before he became famous. He had to work part-time for Winston Churchill. Simon Dupree and the Big Sound here. Yes, as I'm saying, Simon Dupree and the Big Sound here on Tower FM. That's the name of the station that you're listening to, and we didn't actually plan to be on this evening, so everything's a bit sort of banged together here. Not a very good show tonight, I'm afraid, unfortunately, and my voice sort of feels as though I've only just got up out of bed, because it's so hot in the studio here. So that's the way I feel at the moment, so not too good a show tonight, but probably better than nothing at all, because as I'm saying, the scene isn't on tonight. As I said, we haven't got any proper ventilation here, because we don't very often do this with this studio we got set up here, so it's a bit like extremely hot, you might say, a bit like a sauna, but there's no steam around, it's just the heat makes one feel a bit like that.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get
you in. Oh yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, it's a good job Dave Collins isn't here in this studio, otherwise I don't think he'd be able to stand up. It's so hot in here, and with him actually having all those extra pounds, I think it'd be a big problem there.
And show him that you care. Show him that you care just for them.
Oh yes, and as I was saying, this isn't the scene. It's Tower FM. With me, if you know who I am. And since I talked all over this one, I'll start it again. Dusty Springfield, originally done by the Merseybeats.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming.
Years for fears, mad world. I was going to say, they were saying something very interesting there that I just picked up on, where he said, in the dreams in which I'm dying, are the ones I like. It definitely sounds rather interesting that the dreams in which I'm dying are the ones I like. So what it is, they actually say, is the dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've had. It definitely sounds rather interesting. Because it is in fact an original vinyl version. And the thing that I've noticed with a lot of the CDs, it's like as though there's bits missing. That was particularly noticeable with the John Lennon thing I played there. It certainly didn't sound, sounded quite a bit different than the actual vinyl version, because it was like as though his voice, the level of his voice, was well above the music. And that seems to be the problem with some of these older recordings that have been done on CD. It's like as though bits of them are missing out of the music. Some of the background or the items of the music is missing, or the level of the actual singer is considerably higher than it was on the original recording. So it makes it sound, although it makes it easier probably to make out the words, it doesn't sound the same. It sounds makes it sound quite a bit different. So here we go, as I said, Tears for Fears, Mad World. Certainly seems to be becoming more and more appropriate as time goes by. Yeah, so I won't play this one all through. I'll use it just to talk over a little bit. I was going to say, I was talking to somebody yesterday. I won't mention who they are, for various reasons of security in relation to the station. But I was talking to them and they were saying, I was mentioning, I think it was Wobbly and Bishop quite a lot, and he was saying that these days most people probably listen, or a lot of people who listen, probably don't even know who Wobbly is. Bishop Harvey probably haven't really got a clue who Bishop or Wobbly is, because it's such a long time ago since he were on the air. So he had a rather interesting point there, so thanks for that particular point that you made there. While I'm on the subject of Wobbly, might as well say hello to him if he's listening, because I think he was tuned in. He must have been tuned in last time I was on, because he's done a little thing on his website about me, which must send me congratulations over that, because it's pretty interesting, as you might say. Basically, one of the things in the thing that he's done is basically there's this thing about this turtle, and apparently in his website thing, the turtle takes the fall for me actually doing this, what I'm doing now. Turtle takes the fall. So I thought that was rather interesting. So congratulations on that, Wobbly. The reason he got the nickname Wobbly, or I should say, is what it was, you see, how he got it, like, he used to wobble from station to station. He didn't stay in any one station, he tried to be on every station. So I think we've heard enough of Tears for Fears with that particular record anyway, so let's move on. Yeah, this is supposed to be the girl from Ipanema, but it doesn't actually appear to be the one. The original version from the late 19 or mid 1960s. So we're going to move on with this one from The Love Affair. As I was saying, that's Roy Orbison there, or it was Roy Orbison, I should say, but it's not the original version, and we don't, we only play original versions. That's one of them ones that's being re-recorded, so we don't really know how that got on the air. Into a record by Kraftwerk called Numbers, and I thought I'd put this one on just to use a little bit of backing music while I was going to say a few things. Yeah, as I was saying about Wobbly before, that he's done a thing recently on his website on the internet about me, where he one of the things he said is a turtle takes a fall for me actually doing this, which sounded rather interesting. And I think the inference of some of the things that he did on the website is that I thought of some unusual ways of getting around the problem, the actual problems of a station like this, as you might say. Well, I thought it might be worth mentioning to give Stephen Bishop another mention now. He had some ideas as well when I spoke to him, and I think I mentioned a few times about a dead dog that he had in his flat. He tends to keep a dead dog, or he did keep a dead dog in his flat for a while anyway. And I didn't say actually what the purpose of the dead dog was, you know, like what ideas he had regarding the dead dog. Well, basically, I think one of the ideas he had was to, like, when the station got sort of hit, as you might say, I think the dead dog was going to be a special treat, a special, special bonus for somebody. I won't say too much on that, but it was a sort of an outlandish idea he had.
Uno, due, tre, quattro.
And he was also going to save, I think, all his garbage, all his leftovers, as well as a dead dog.
Uno, due,
and that one big heap there. For, well, the person who goes there, like, regarding the station, you know, like, on the hit, I have to dig through it all, dead dog included, so, sounded a rather interesting idea, that. So I was saying about yes, Wobbly said on his website thing, or he inferred that the turtle is going to take the fall for me doing this. Now, what I think's happened here with Wobbly, I think he's been thinking of the Turtles, which were the group for the Radio Eleanor thing that he was involved with. I think it was in 1981, and I think that's what's happened. He's got things muddled up there. You see, he's been thinking of the group called the Turtles, and he's got it muddled up, you see, and he thought, well, he's got this sort of notion that a turtle takes the fall for me doing this. When he's been thinking about actually the group, the Turtles, where they did a song called Eleanor, which I might play later on if I can find it. But anyway, I've got a record by the Turtles now, and this is probably what he's been thinking of when he did this thing on the website. He's probably been thinking about the Turtles, and somehow he's got it muddled up to the effect that the turtle takes the fall for me doing this. So here we go, the Turtles, and She'd Rather Be With Me. Yeah, that's the Turtles there, especially going out for Wobbly there, if he's listening. And I was saying about Stephen Bishop before, I just thinking back, it sort of brought a few things back into my mind when I was talking to him once. He told me something rather interesting. What happened was, he did this broadcast, and I think it was on the same frequency as a commercial station. So what he did, he went over the top of them and he phoned them, and he said to tell them that he was actually broadcasting over the top of them. And when they answered the phone, he said, oh, great, you know, we're really pleased about that, you know, great. Thanks for letting us know, you know. But of course, it wasn't long after when that incident took place, I think that I, when I told you, I mentioned when I was last on the air about suddenly he found himself on the floor and somebody putting some handcuffs on, as you might say, nice and quick. And then when he was in the car getting taken to the station, he asked the reason why he'd been arrested. But it appeared that the others in the car who just arrested him decided they were going to retain the right to remain silent. So in other words, like when he asked the reason why he'd been arrested, there was no reply. Yeah, so a few slight problems there. So what have we got lined up now? I think it's the Amen Corner and Hello Susie here on Tower FM. Clark there. Yes, I couldn't live without your love. Yes, I was looking for a record to talk all over here, just to, as I said, use a bit of backing music to talk all over. And I think I found one, and it's by David Essex from 1974. Certainly do as a bit of backing music. I don't think it's really much use for anything else. Yes, I was saying about Stephen Bishop when he was broadcasting over the commercial station and what happened and so on. I was going to say, I think the reason he was doing that is because I suppose that's the ultimate act of piracy, as you might say. Show no respect for the commercial stations, just broadcast over the top of them. And I think what it was, I think he was envious of what I'd been doing. I'd been sort of been doing something a few years ago, and I think he was hoping in his own sort of twisted way that he could follow in my footsteps, as you might say, and do a better job. But unfortunately, it didn't work out. It didn't work out too well. Because, well, as I said, it ended up with that like where he was getting taken in the car, like, and he asked why he'd been arrested, and nobody replies.
But I don't care how cold you are, I'm coming home soon.
So I'm afraid I have to give you a thumbs down on that one, Bishop, if you're listening. It's certainly a failure, as you might say. It wasn't too successful, that one. Anyway, just to let you know what you're listening to, this is Tower FM. The scene isn't on tonight, not as far as we know anyway. So we've just banged a few things together here, programmes included, of course. And getting a bit of a programme together here tonight with a few jokes thrown in as well. But some of the things I said are actually true. Okay, I think that'll do for that one. See what we've got now. Alan Price.
I may go out tomorrow if I can borrow a coat to wear.
Give me love and remember what I told you. I'll keep you satisfied.
Billy J. Kramer there from 1963. We've got the Swinging Blue Jeans now, following, coming up now.
Yeah, sure
here on Tower FM, and on this very extremely hot at the moment. Certainly it is in this studio anyway, because we don't normally use it, and we haven't got much in the way of ventilation here. So it sounds a bit groggy, you know the reason. That's Abba there. Fernando, that's the title of that one. Fernando, that one's that one's for Dave Collins. Fernando by Abba. So I suppose you could say this is going to be a twin spin. Yeah, so I was going to say, I suppose you can say this is going to be a twin spin for Dave Collins. We just played Fernando, so we got one by the Dave Clark 5 now.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on.
That's Abba there. Here on the Tower FM 102.2 at the moment. As I said, the scene isn't on tonight, so we've banged a few things together, banged a program together, as you might say. Yes, I've got a record now by the Stranglers, rather interesting name, a group called the Stranglers. So it should be coming up now, the Stranglers and Skin Deep. Talking about the Stranglers, thinking about us talking about Stephen Bishop. I was thinking maybe strangulation might be the best in his case.
Many people tell you that they're your friend.
Yes, I was just going to say about what I was saying. I said before something about Bishop, but I think I should say that's just a joke, and I think it's just the heat here in the studio making me say things that I shouldn't be saying, really. But I think anybody that's listening, they probably know that they're not listening to a commercial station here, and we just say what we want over the air, anything we like, we can say it. Peter and Gordon, a great classic from them, from 1965. I was talking briefly about Wobbly before. That's Wobbly and Stephen Bishop. Well, I got something here, which is a recording of a thing. I'm not sure it's still on the internet, on the website thing that he's been doing. Because as I was saying earlier on, my fellow was talking to the other day, was saying nobody, well, probably not many people remember or know who Wobbly or Stephen Bishop is. Probably so long ago, since we were on the air, that nobody will actually know who they are. I'll probably be completely forgotten about. So let's see if we can bring their fame up to date a little bit here with this, see what it's on it.
I want to hear a Sonny Albert Williams tape.
You want to hear any old Bert Williams?
Okay, so that's, that's Stephen Bishop speaking there.
A few months ago, yeah.
I listened to the radio, and there was an old tape of Bert Williams.
Yeah, what
it was about was some people were going on.
Yeah, okay, so that's that bit anyway, so let's move it forward a bit.
Because axes and that.
Yeah,
got loads of axes and that.
Didn't seem to move forward, so give it another try.
What it really was is that it was Radio Caroline North jamming MAR, which was really nothing really to do with Eleanor, because you know that Eleanor really got the blame over.
So that's Jim Brown there.
It was Radio Caroline North, which was
not Jim Brown from Central Radio, but Jim Brown was on MAR.
Naturally, you're going to get a jamming signal, aren't you?
Yeah.
So there's a bit of jamming going on.
No.
Relating to MAR, I think 1981, that would be.
Great.
How's about one called Letting Go?
Yes, you want me to let go?
This is a piece of history. I believe this.
Yeah, alright.
So that gives you an idea about the toilet there. That's one of Bishop's Bishop's highlights when he was on the Bishop and Bob here, definitely the highlight there.
That brings an end to broadcast from Radio Alpine for this one.
Okay, give that one a miss.
January the 22nd. Don't forget we'll return to the airway 12 midday.
Yep. So I'll see if we can move that forward a bit now.
Go away!
I don't think we've got Robbie on this one. I think it's So we've had Stephen Bishop on, the famous toilet flush that he used to do there when he was on the air. The highlights of Wobbly and Stephen Bishop's days in the Pirates Radio, yes, toilet flushing on a regular basis and the toilet door banging, so that's rather interesting there. So I think we'll go back to Peter and Gordon, see if we can dig out the other thing.
Yes, I'm four. Yes, I'm 500.
So I've moved things on a bit with the recording, so I'm going to give it another go now. So I think we've got Wobbly now. I think he's coming up in just a moment.
That is Frankie Goes to Hollywood and One Call Relax. Still this week at number one for the lovely Kath of 25B Ryden Street, Shop and Deeside included, who once again has just had a bath and Les too. What should get... hang on a sec, listener. Hang on a sec. A phone call. Hello, Mr. Andy Davis. Just state your claim over the air.
Hello. Is that you, Andy Davis?
Hello, Mr. Hangard.
Mr. Angry here.
How are you?
What's the taping of records up the radio. Now, this gets my goat. This really gets my dander.
It gets you. You know, I think Mr. Angry just wants to get his voice on the air. Now, that was a total trivial complaint. Get back to your wife, Mr. Man. Here's this week's Power Play. Superb. Nick Kershaw, wouldn't it be good to entertain you on the wireless?
Remember me? Oh, of course you do, yeah, right. I'll just come along to say hello to all you people on 97.5 VHF Stereo, listening to my old friend Andy Davis on the wireless. Hi.
Right, okay, so that's, I think when he was on, must have been about, I'll have to think back to remember how long ago it was. I think it must have been like early 1980s, that maybe mid-1980s, not too sure on that. So let's get on with the music now. Maybe that'll bring Bobby's fame a little bit more up to date, because as I was saying, I was being told yesterday, probably nobody remembers who Wobbly or Stephen Bishop are. I probably got forgotten about. I suppose the same would apply to me if I'd been doing things a bit more recently. Or maybe it wouldn't, I don't really know.
You're so sad.
Yeah.
Oh, that really
happened.
What, you lost me?
Yeah, a bit of paper come under the door. Bit of paper.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to have to interrupt there. I forgot to, forgot to actually take off the thing there, the recording there. And that was a bit of a toilet interview that was on that station that Stephen Bishop was doing. A toilet interview there, so I must apologise if any sort of bad language went out. That was like the follow-up to the toilet flushing. So, as I was saying, that was one of the highlights of the days of when Bishop and Wobbly were trying to do a station, basically. Used to be able to hear the toilet flushing on a regular basis there. Yes, as at the moment we're playing ABBA from the album Arrival, and this is the title track. The Voodoo Orchestra from 1975, Summer of 42 is the title of that one. Here on Tower FM. I'm afraid that's to escape from the studio for a while because of the actual excessive heat in here. So if your voice sounds a bit groggy, that's the reason, I'm afraid. Bit too hot. So that was the Bidoo Orchestra from 1975. Going back now to 1966 with this one from Talabas. Talabas, rescue me, saying about my voice sound a bit groggy, because it's really so hot in here. I was going to say, if we actually had Dave Collins in the studio here, I think he'd have to take all his clothes off, I think, and I think he'd still collapse on the floor anyway because of all them extra pounds. I just don't think he'd be able to keep cool enough. I mean, if it makes my voice groggy, as I said, Dave Collins probably just be stretched out on the ground if he was in here. So I got a record now by Cream here on Tower FM. The Scene isn't on tonight. Maybe they'll be on next week. I won't be. Certainly won't be. I'll be just gone. As you might say, not around from, well, certainly gone out of this area anyway, so I don't think I'll be on. So Cream now from 1969. Which is there? Far apart. From 1964. That's 1964. Constantly. A couple of romantic sounds we're going to play. That's the first one by Cliff Richard. So we're going to have another one now from Cliff Richard here on Tower FM. And this is from 1968. So a romantic twin spin here on Tower FM. On at the moment we're on 102.2. So the Scene isn't on tonight, but we think it'll probably be on next week, but not too sure on that. To find you were no longer mine. All my love
after all this time, my love.
Well, I'm afraid, unfortunately, with this one by Cliff Richard, it's now time to say goodbye. And take our leave of you here on Tower FM until the next time, whenever that is, and whatever frequency we happen to be on. So, the time now, just coming up to 1 minute to 3 a.m. I'd like to thank everybody for listening here on 102.2 at the moment, Tower FM. So, until the next time, as I say, we're now closing down here on Tower FM. So I'd like to wish everybody a very good night.
Tell me, how could I give you more than all my love?
So, it's now 3 a.m. and we now leave the air until the next time.